Tomorrow night, your Chicago Blackhawks, and you'll hear every minute of Blackhawks hockey here. We are your flagship, and happy to be that for how many years now, Dave?
111. To Patrick Kane's entire career.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
And Canner joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How's everything with you?
I found a picture of you and me on the radio from 2008. I have to say you've aged better than I have.
I don't know about that.
So here's the deal. I was over in Prague with you guys, and I'm at the O2 Arena. And I know that, look, nobody's making excuses here. I just, as a point of reference, that arena was warmer than any hockey arena I'd ever been in. Did you guys have any sense of that?
Yeah, I think so. It was really warm, and even like in the locker rooms, we were kind of wondering why they had like these big heaters in the locker room planted like right against the wall where we're all sitting. So it is what it is. I mean, like you said, you don't really want to make any excuses, but it was definitely a little bit warmer than we're used to.
So for guys at the top of the game, you and the rest of the Blackhawks, what does that do to the ice?
Well, I think it just makes it a little bit slower, a little bit choppier. I think especially as periods wear on and the ice gets a little bit worse, it's maybe a little bit tougher to make quicker, like one-touch plays. I think you really have to settle it down and kind of concentrate on what you're doing with the puck. So maybe it's not as like instinctive or natural to move the puck around. It's just like you got to think about it a little bit more. So. You know, I think obviously both teams play on it. Philly did a little bit better than us, but I think we're like a fast team. You know, we like to play on good ice and we like to move the puck ahead quickly.
Yeah, and part of that can get you into trouble sometime, but if you start thinking about not going quickly, you're going to get into more trouble. But there are some tough turnovers in the wrong end and things like that from passes. The Flyers seem to make the most of it. But for Hawks fans that went into an immediate 9-1-1 panic, it's one game. And now you're home for an extended stretch.
Yep. It's almost like we've kind of been waiting around watching all these other teams play. You know, some teams have played 4 or 5 games earlier. We played one. So it's we're in a position where we'll be playing a lot of games in a short amount of time. And like you said, we have a big stretch here at home. We have 7 of them at home. So, you know, we really want to take advantage of home rights this year, be a good team at the United Center, use our fans to the advantage, and try to get off to a good start here.
Patrick, good morning. So you got 7 straight here at home. How long does it usually take you, or does it take you very long at all to kind of feel like, okay, you're into the season now, you're into the grind of the 82-game season?
I think probably really after the first couple games here at home. You know, we've been practicing a lot. We've been going through training camp for about a month now, and we really only played one meaningful game. Obviously, we had some exhibition games. We played a game in Germany, but you know, I think everyone's kind of working towards this point in the season, right? Like, we're ready to start playing games. We want to get things going, and this is a fun time, though. You know, you play as many games as you really practice. There's really no more practice time, especially with the amount of games we have and the schedule we have. So, yeah, it's fun. It's exciting. I think the place will probably be rocking on Thursday night, and looking forward to the home opener against San Jose.
Talking to Canner, Patrick Kane, and there's a lot of new faces on this team again, and there's some chemistry issues that you need to play with guys for a while. So to follow up with what Dave was just talking about, is there a rough amount of time you can judge before you feel like you have chemistry with the new guys?
Yeah, it really should be there already. You know, we've been skating with each other for a while, and you know, obviously the games from preseason to regular season are a little bit different. The speed is intensified. I think you're playing against better players. So it might be a little bit of an adjustment period there, but we've really gone over everything we need to so far, whether it's been systems or the way we want to play. I think throughout training camp, you've been skating with, you know, guys that you're most likely to play with on the line. So you're used to that a little bit. So it really should be there.
Well, the first goal of the season was scored by Alexander Nylander. And for those who haven't seen him yet, Patrick, give the Blackhawks fans a scouting report what to expect from him.
Yeah, including if you want to slam him. Feel free.
I didn't say that.
he's so talented. He's similar to his brother who plays for Toronto in a lot of ways. They're so good on their edges, so good skating that they can escape defenders pretty quickly. I think the thing I like about him is he wants to learn. He wants to get to that next level and be a good pro. And I think throughout preseason, he's probably our best player. Big things ahead for him. He's got all the talent in the world, so I would expect big things from him in the future.
Now, you're in a position now, 10-plus years in the league, and one of the best in the game. Teams spend a lot of time strategizing on how to play against you. If you start getting doubled up and stuff, it means that somebody else is open. Strategically, do you sometimes welcome that so somebody else can get the puck and, you know, has a little less on them?
Yeah, I think, especially as time goes on, like I came into the league and I was pretty much I scored a lot of goals in junior, but for whatever reason, it translated to me like being more of a pass-first guy in the league. And, you know, after a couple of years, you really start to realize you need to be dynamic out there. You need to have, like, a different threat. So I really tried to work on my shooting and, like, a shoot-first mentality. And I think once that kind of evolves, teams have a tougher time defending you. So, yeah, but like you said, when teams start focusing on you a little bit more, you know, you can maybe bait them in a little bit and try to find that open guy and get some more chances for your line rates.
Jisuke is here, and I don't know, G, have you met Patrick when you were over at Windy City Live?
I did. The very first time they won the Stanley Cup, they all came over, so it was pretty awesome.
So you know Patrick from that perspective, and G is trying to become the biggest hockey fan in town. She loves hockey. She doesn't really get hockey yet. And she,
I love hockey.
Her words, not mine. But what do you want to ask Patrick?
Okay, this may not make any sense, Patrick, but I'm going to try, okay? So here you go.
Okay.
You know, of course, you're going to produce no matter when you play or how long you play or where you are. But I seem to be reading a lot about that we're relying too much on the top line guys and you to score. So what do we have to look forward to in terms of the bottom six forwards and how much they're going to contribute offensively this season? And won't that take the pressure off of you as well?
Kaner, that's a good question.
Great question.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
She might be trying to take the job based.
Yes. I'm going to take the day off. That was tremendous.
Thanks, Patrick.
It's a great question. I think, I think the management did a great job of that this year going on, trying to get some depth guys that can produce and, chip in a goal here or there, especially when they're playing less minutes on the third and fourth line and really help our team out. But I think those guys tend to be more like penalty killers and guys that can control the puck and keep the puck in their zone, kind of chip it in and go get it back and create some momentum that way. So I think management did a great job going to get those guys this year and should help us out a lot.
Let me get one more in here for Dave, and then I got a question that I was asked by everyone on the trip to Prague about the game. First year's day.
All right, so last year you talked about kind of getting away from weight training and segueing into...
I know I have.
Hard to tell, Steve, but you kind of got into more sort of working on being flexible and different kind of body movement exercises. Is that where your focus was this past off season as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as you get older, I think you kind of realize what works for your body, and I think for me personally, it's been great. I know that when I was younger, and maybe some younger guys now on the team, you're still kind of growing into your body and trying to work up your base, like what your body's potentially going to be. And I've already reached that point. So for me, it was all about like just trying to feel good out there and trying to be able to move. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. I didn't want to be stiff or tight out there. I wanted to be able to move in and out of guys, have good agility, be able to move my body in different ways when I needed to call on it. So, I did that again this summer. Feel really good. You know, it's been great for me the last couple of years, and happy with the switch.
See, Steve hasn't quite reached that point yet.
No, but I am. Listen, I will spend a good portion of the afternoon doing my 5-pound curls. You know that.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
And you know what? You got to commit to the burn.
Oh, no question.
Yeah. Feel the burn. All right, Cantor, before you go, the one thing I heard from everybody at the game, because you know how diehard Blackhawk fans are, best fans in the business, as you've noted again and again and again, but everybody's going, why so many passes on the power play? Somebody shoot the friggin' puck. That's one quote. So explain either the strategy behind it, or would you like to see less passing?
I think one of the things we did in previous years, we really tried to shoot the puck right away. I don't know if that's the best way to go about it. I think we had a lot of success last year when we were more patient in the zone, move the puck around quickly, and then things seemed to open up that way. So that's where we have had success. You know, I think Jeremy came in and did a great job of fixing the power play last year. We put a good unit together with, you know, myself, DeBrincat, Taser, Strom in front of the net, and then Gustafson up top, and we really seem to have success. So I think one of the things we're looking to do is draw even more penalties. You know, we'd like to get on the power play more because we feel like we have that attribute this year that can really help us win games. And like we look at the game against Philly, we had maybe two power plays. We were 1-for-2 on the power play. Mm-hmm. So always trying to improve in that, for sure. I think we can be one of the top teams in the league with our talent. So this is the year to do it.
Cantor, great talking to you, man. I appreciate the time.
Okay. Thanks for having me.